The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buena, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 2nd, goes to Caney Creek High School in Conroe, which is a town outside of Houston. And Donkey is going to the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. Okay, now I might be wrong. I might be on the wrong side of history with this one because I feel these two teenagers are being railroaded. See, two teenagers are both facing felony charges after their senior prank caused multiple students to be hospitalized. Listen to me, as a person who refuses to grow up and loves a great prank. Okay, in fact, the pranks get better the older you get because you have more experience, more wisdom, and more resources to execute some phenomenal ones, okay? But as a person who refuses to grow up, I stand with these two teenagers named Diego Flores and David Navarrete Arce, all right? They are facing third-degree felony charges for a prank. Would you like to know what the prank was? Let's go to ABC 13 for the report, please.
Conroe ISD wouldn't answer our questions today on how their investigation led to these felony charges, only referring us to the district attorney. So we went to the DA's office. They say they can't comment on active cases, but did send us a statement saying, "We can affirm that the initial evidence outlined in the charges indicate that this incident goes beyond the scope of a benign school prank. While being mindful of these details, we also fully understand and acknowledge the youth of the individuals involved in the case. The potential for impulsive decisions, especially among younger individuals, is a factor we consider during our pursuit of justice." Court documents say the students admitted to bringing a can labeled fart spray into school and spraying it.
Come on, man.
Now they face third-degree felony charges and up to 10 years in prison.
Come on.
For what investigators have deemed a prohibited weapon.
You heard what they did. They bought some fart spray to school, sprayed it in the school, and the smell was so bad that the school was evacuated twice trying to find the source. Okay, 7 students were taken to the hospital for further care after complaining about headaches and nausea. Let me tell you something, man. If that prank is considered a third-degree felony, then I need to be under the jail. Okay, come lock me up right now because I've done way worse pranks than that, and I would not tell you any of them because clearly the rules of engagement in 2023 are not the same as the rules of engagement in the 1900s, okay? Fart spray? Fart spray? I was playing with fart spray in middle school, okay? Liquid ass spray, stink bombs, fart in the can, that's light work. All right, I come from an era where I've seen kids say, forget the sprays, I'm going to use my own ass. All right, I'm talking about walk up to a teacher, toot that thing up in her in they face and let one rip. All right?
Where did you go to school?
Berkeley Middle School, Berkeley High School, Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bomb for the 843. I've seen a person digging their ass and then tell the teacher they got something on their face, and when the teacher can't find what's on their face because nothing is there, the person said, right there, right there, and put that stinky finger right under the teacher's nose. Okay?
What school?
That's a felony.
This?
That should actually be considered assault, all right? But spraying some fart spray in a school? That should just be some discipline. They should definitely face a punishment from the school. But arrested and given felony charges? Come on, man. Facing up to 10 years? Well, damn it, man. Charges need to be brought up against the manufacturers of the fart spray. Because where else can a person use fart spray? You gonna use it in a church? That would be hilarious, all right? You're going to use it at your job, maybe. But school is the best place. I've known people who have bought dog poop to school, smeared dog poop on all the railings and doorknobs they could, and then pulled the fire alarm. So people are rushing to get out, and they touching all this stuff as they're rushing out. So fart spray, please. Fart spray was being let off on buses in the 1900s like it was nothing. Okay, here's the thing. What if my farts are actually that potent? What if I let one or two rip, which I would never do because I don't fart in my clothes? But what if I let one or two go and they smelled worse than the fart spray? What if my natural ass gas stench was so bad that the school would have had to been evacuated? What if people would have had to be rushed to the hospital just because of my pure organic farts? You gonna lock me up for that? You're going to lock me up because I'm lactose intolerant but couldn't resist the ice cream at lunch? You're going to lock me up because those hard-boiled eggs I ate for breakfast came back to haunt me? Huh? What if I have White Castles or 2 chicken quesadillas from Taco Bell and I got the little ass gas going and I let it go? You're going to lock me up for that? You know what I mean? Because some people got sick? Of course you wouldn't. All right? Once again, should these teenagers be punished by the school? Yes. Should they have been arrested and given felony charges? No. Come on, man. Red, fart on these young men's felony charges. That's right. Give me some ass gas for the Caney Creek High School in Conroe. Give me a good one. A nice wet one. Come on. There you go. Give me another one for the Montgomery District Attorney's Office. Give me one for them. Ooh, yes. 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 Now, please give Caney Creek High School and the Montgomery DA's Office the biggest hee-haw. Justice for Diego Flores and David Navarrete Arce. Justice for them. Okay? Mm. Yes.
Question.
Why are you licking your lips throughout this whole segment?
I wasn't.
I always tell you that when a man farts around another man, it's flirting. Mm-hmm. And it's very ironic that you decide to be licking your lips throughout this whole segment about farting.
It's not true. Let me ask you a question. Now, that middle school you went to, that
Berkeley Middle School, baby, what's happening? 843, we out here. A lot of greats came out of Berkeley Middle School.
That was like a real school? Like 100? Like a real school?
You mean like a real school?
Like 100? Like
yes, it was a real school. You know who used to teach at that school? Stephen Colbert's brother, Jeff Colbert, but it's Colbert.
I've never heard of anybody putting dog poop on the rails and then pulling fire extinguisher.
I ain't say that was in Berkeley Middle School. I ain't say that. I said I know people. I ain't say that was in Berkeley. That was actually in Jersey. They ain't had nothing to do with us. Okay, that one, don't blame that one on us. I was just telling some stories about things I heard. Okay, that's all I said.
All right.
That's it.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yeah, your beard is a prank.
Yo, shut up, man.
I'm telling you, you know, Envy's beard is a prank. I bet you Envy won't do like this on camera. Tell Envy put his head up like this. Tell Envy put your head up like this. Look to the sky, Envy.
Yo, BET, we'll see you guys later, man. We'll see you on Monday,
If you
BET.
Look to the sky, it look like when the beach meet the sea, because it's all black, 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 and then it just gets gray right under here.
BET, we'll see you guys later.
Your beard is a prank.
Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. We're talking about the most plausible moments that we've heard.
Come on now.
800-585-1051. We want to know what's the most plausible disposable moment you heard. Let's play a couple of them.
Who we got? Because first of all, Boosie Badass gave us an amazing
His name is Boosie Badass. I don't know what you just called him. Boosie Badass.
I feel like I just got possessed by a Jamaican just now for no reason.
Boosie Badman. Boosie Badman.
The spirit of a Jamaican just walked in here. Like the spirit of Safari just brushed through me just now.
His name is Boosie Badass.
Boosie Badass.
His name is Boosie Badass. Well, he was on the show this morning. This is what he said that was very plausible.
Up in the air, the white San Diego police. He said, "Man, I was a paramedic. I told him go in my sack in the car and get my sugar squeeze in my mouth, cause he was a paramedic before. And dude saved me, bro. Ran to my sack, skirted the in my mouth.
Pause. Damn, Boosie. All right, Jesus Christ.
What else we have? Who else we have?
Let me tell you something about the McCafe hot chocolate. When you put that whipped cream on top and that chocolate syrup and that steamed milk, before you even drink it, when you have it in your hand and you feel how warm it is and you're saying, man, when I take a sip of this and then you take a sip and that whipped cream's on your face and even hits your nose, you don't even get mad. You don't even wipe it off because you immediately go back in for more hot chocolate. And then after the whipped cream is gone, then you realize, wow, your voice starts sounding better.
Damn, Khaled, the cream made his voice sound better. Who else we got?
Who else we got?
Who else we got?
Mr. Lee.
I love this drink.
Will you put my bag?
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Will you put my bag?
Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping.
No,
I like that. Did you miss me, though? Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We partied for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really partied.
He wants you to take that.
What?
Fam. That's Diddy. Okay, so we got Boosie. We trying to see what Boosie stacks up with some of these all-time greats.
Boosie,
so we got
Khaled,
Diddy. Oh, we got to have Skip Bayless in there somewhere, right?
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
What?
Oh, my God. All right.
Skip, we got anybody else?
We got to have Jason.
I don't want a 6-inch. I want a 12-inch from DeMarcus Cousins.
Whoa, that was Ernie Johnson from inside
Jesus
the NBA.
Christ.
Who else
we got?
Anybody
else?
Jason. Right.
All series long, we've been able to penetrate their bigs, get deep, suck the D in, and then we got spot-up shooters.
Okay.
Whoa.
We need to know who wins this game.
I got to hear that one again.
I know you want to hear it again.
Shut up.
All series long, we've been able to penetrate their bigs, get deep, suck the D in, and then we got spot-up shooters.
Okay, so where does Boosie stack up against these all-time greats? We need to know right now. You got to go to commercial.
All right.
We need to know right
800-585-1051. Okay. Let's discuss.
Okay, who's got the best one?
It's Freaky Friday, damn it.
And does Boosie stack up with these? I think so.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
And dude saved me, bro. Ran to my sack, skirted the shit in my mouth.
God damn, Boosie.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.